From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bomb threat closes public schools in Los Angeles. Public schools across Los Angeles and the state of California have been closed due to a threat. The precise nature of the threat is unknown. Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Ramon Cortines said, "It is important that I take that precaution based on what has happened recently and what has happened in the past." He said the FBI has been notified and the threat is being analyzed. Authorities say all students who are already in school Tuesday morning were being sent home. The Los Angeles Unified School District has more than 640,000 students in kindergarten through 12th grade at more than 900 schools. President Obama says he remains confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the Islamic State, insisting the Sunni terrorist organization is losing ground and leaders.
Coalition aircraft, our fighters, bombers, and drones have been increasing the pace of airstrikes, nearly 9,000 as of today.
Mr. Obama announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue to train and equip Iraqi forces. Saying he hoped they'd be able to find some common ground, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry sat down for talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on Tuesday. Both officials said the crisis in Syria, the Islamic State, and the unrest in Ukraine would be focal points during their meeting in Moscow, which marks Mr. Kerry's second trip to the country this year.
Nothing would please us more than to resolve the differences of Ukraine and be able to move forward in the economic front and on other areas of important cooperation.
Speaking through a translator, Mr. Lavrov said he wanted to continue the dialogue initiated by Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Barack Obama on how the U.S. could assist in the Ukrainian settlement. This is VOA News. The UN's nuclear watchdog is expected Tuesday to officially close its more than decade-old investigation into allegations that Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Yukiya Amano said that it was a clear conclusion that Iran carried out a range of activities relevant to the development of a nuclear explosive device, mostly before 2003. He said those activities did not get beyond scientific studies and acquiring certain relevant technical competencies and capabilities. Tuesday marks 2 years since the start of the civil war in South Sudan. A peace deal was signed in August, but implementation has been slow and complicated by continued disagreements. From Addis Ababa, Marta Vanderwolf checks in on where things stand.
Peace talks for South Sudan have resulted in many agreements over the past 2 years, but that hasn't stopped more than 2 million people from being displaced and tens of thousands more being killed. Humanitarian agencies says 4 million South Sudanese are at risk for food shortages, with many facing possible starvation. Kisut Gebre Egzabir of the United Nations Refugee Agency says funding is also a problem.
The funding situation is really very precarious, and we hope the donor community, international community, will support us better in 2016.
A political rift between President Salva Kiir and his former deputy Riek Machar turned violent 2 years ago. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Ethiopia has been hosting peace talks. Kenya is hosting the Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization. Delegates had hoped this round of the Doha trade negotiations would yield a breakthrough in efforts to address trade imbalances between developed and developing nations. But once again, a far-reaching resolution looks unlikely. Lenny Ruvaga reports from Nairobi.
The World Trade Organization launched the Doha Development Agenda in 2001, and the negotiations have now lasted over 14 years. The Doha Agenda seeks to remove trade barriers to help developing countries better integrate into the global economy. Deodat Maharaj is Deputy Secretary General of the Commonwealth.
You can't trade effectively if it is that you don't tap the sum total of your entire market. We need to open up corridors.
A key debate ahead of this year's ministerial conference has been whether to continue the now 14-year process or to start fresh. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi.
The four-day ministerial conference ends on Friday. For more on all these stories, visit our websites at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.